Imagine a world where teams accomplish twice as much in half the time, where projects don't collapse after millions wasted, where people actually enjoy their work. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality for organizations that have embraced Scrum. Born from Jeff Sutherland's experiences as a fighter pilot, academic, and business leader, Scrum represents a fundamental rethinking of how we work together. At its core lies a simple truth. Our traditional approach to work, rigid planning, siloed departments, and hierarchical control, simply doesn't function in today's complex, rapidly changing environment. What if instead of fighting uncertainty, we embraced it? What if instead of separating thinking from doing, we empowered self-organizing teams? The results have been nothing short of revolutionary, with productivity improvements of 300 to 800% reported across industries from software development to education to healthcare. Scrum replaces complex planning with adaptive sprints, short periods, 1 to 4 weeks, where teams deliver specific outcomes. Daily 15-minute meetings address three questions: yesterday's accomplishments, today's plans, and current obstacles. Each sprint ends with stakeholder demonstrations and team retrospectives for process improvement. Teams achieve most meaningful business outcomes, with high-performing ones being 5 to 10 times more productive than average. Great teams require three elements: inspiring purpose, autonomy in execution, and comprehensive skill coverage. Unlike traditional siloed organizations, Scrum teams are cross-functional units with all necessary skills. Teams work best with 7 members, too, reflecting natural cognitive limits that affect coordination and productivity. A Scrum Master serves as facilitator rather than traditional manager, focusing on process improvement and obstacle removal. The framework emphasizes creating environments for collective success rather than individual blame. In traditional environments, astonishing amounts of time and energy are wasted. Three types of waste particularly plague knowledge work: multitasking, which research shows reduces productivity by 40% or more, partially done work that delivers no value until completed, and defects that become exponentially more expensive to fix later. Beyond eliminating obvious waste lies the broader concept of flow, the state where work proceeds smoothly without interruption. The ultimate goal is what psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi calls flow state, where challenges match skills perfectly, attention is fully absorbed, and time seems to disappear. This represents not just peak productivity, but peak human experience. Sustainable pace is essential to eliminating waste. Contrary to traditional thinking, working longer hours typically reduces productivity rather than increasing it. Scott Maxwell's venture capital firm discovered that limiting work to 40 hours weekly and ensuring proper rest actually improved results dramatically. This aligns with research showing that judgment deteriorates with fatigue, leading to poor decisions and costly rework. Traditional project planning often resembles fantasy more than reality. The fundamental problem is that humans are terrible at absolute estimation, guessing exactly how long something will take. However, we're remarkably good at relative sizing, comparing one task to another. Scrum leverages this through techniques like planning poker, where team members independently estimate task sizes using a modified Fibonacci sequence that reflects how uncertainty increases with size. Another crucial shift is focusing on user stories rather than technical tasks. A user story captures who wants what and why. As a user role, I want capability, so that benefit. This ensures everyone understands the human context and value of each feature. For planning sprints, teams use their established velocity, the amount of work historically completed in a sprint, to determine how much they can commit to. This creates realistic forecasts based on actual performance rather than wishful thinking. The definition of done provides clarity about when work is truly complete. Without this shared understanding, teams might consider something done when it's coded but not tested, or tested but not documented. This approach embraces reality rather than fighting it, acknowledging uncertainty while providing frameworks to manage it. We often assume success leads to happiness, but research shows the opposite. Happiness precedes and predicts success. People reporting higher happiness levels show 31% higher productivity, 37% higher sales, and significantly better health outcomes. This isn't feel-good philosophy, it's practical business sense. In Scrum, we actively measure happiness alongside traditional metrics. Tools like the happiness metric ask team members simple questions about their satisfaction with their role and company. These measurements often predict problems before they appear in performance data, serving as leading indicators of team health. Transparency plays a crucial role in creating happy, high-performing teams. When everyone can see the state of work, priorities, and progress, they make better decisions and feel more connected to the larger purpose. The relationship between happiness and performance creates a virtuous cycle. Happy teams perform better, creating more success, which increases happiness further. This requires intentional cultivation, creating environments with autonomy, mastery, and purpose, where people receive rapid feedback and see their impact. Scrum's principles extend far beyond software development. In education, schools like Ashram College in the Netherlands have revolutionized learning by implementing Scrum with students. Students organize into small teams, plan work on Scrum boards, and take ownership of their learning process. The results have been remarkable. Grades improve, engagement increases, and students develop crucial collaboration skills alongside academic knowledge. In humanitarian work, the Grameen Foundation uses Scrum to connect Ugandan farmers with vital agricultural knowledge via smartphones. Community knowledge workers use simple phones to access information that dramatically improves crop yields and incomes. Even government has begun adopting Scrum approaches. In Olympia, Washington, lean government practices based on Scrum principles have improved service delivery while reducing bureaucratic waste. These diverse applications share common patterns: small, cross-functional teams working in short cycles with clear priorities and continuous feedback. The specifics vary by context, but the fundamental principles of transparency, inspection, and adaptation prove remarkably universal. Organizations that have fully embraced Scrum principles offer glimpses of work's future. At Valve Corporation, employees have complete autonomy to decide what projects they work on. There are no traditional managers. People organize themselves around opportunities they find compelling. This radical self-organization has produced some of gaming's most innovative products while creating extraordinary employee satisfaction. This evolution isn't limited to small tech companies. Even the U.S. military has discovered the power of network teams over rigid hierarchies. General Stanley McChrystal's transformation of Joint Special Operations Command demonstrated how decentralized decision-making and information sharing could dramatically outperform traditional command structures in complex environments. The common thread is a shift from extrinsic motivation, rewards and punishments, to intrinsic motivation, autonomy, mastery, and purpose. When people connect to meaningful goals, have necessary skills, and determine how to achieve those goals, they consistently outperform traditional approaches. This represents not just different organization, but a fundamentally different understanding of human potential. Rather than seeing people as resources to control, Scrum sees them as creative problem solvers who thrive on challenge and contribution when given the right environment.